This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Back for week 8. This is Linz.
This is Russ. Already. Go ahead. I'm talking with my hands already.
Now who talks with whose hands?
What?
Yeah, that's what I said. Appreciate it. Enjoy it.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Have a good day. So 2 months now. Yay! Going on 2 months and we're late as shit with this one, but we'll make it up here.
I think we should do it on Mondays.
No.
Why?
What do you mean why?
She goes to bed really easy on Mondays, our daughter. Because she's always super tired from the first day back at daycare.
I don't know. I don't like the idea.
I just don't. The weekends are always jam-packed and then we get back, we're always tired.
We need to do it Friday night.
Friday night's tough, too, because we're always tired. It's the end of the work week.
Yeah, but we always stay up into the dead of the night.
We just work 38 minutes.
38 minutes?
That's probably truthful.
We need to find a study that shows how much a person actually works during the day. Like a normal person.
Oh, well, I shouldn't be included in that.
No, I don't think so.
No.
In an 8-hour work period, how much does one person actually work? On work items.
I take at
not personal.
I take at minimum 2 poops a day. Probably about hour a piece.
Good lord.
I'm just kidding.
There's an actual app though that you can track how much money you're making while you poop.
Poop time?
Yeah.
Well,
you heard about it?
I mean, no, but I don't really want to calculate mine because if I showed that to my boss, I would probably get fired.
Probably.
They'd be like, you got to telework on the pot, bitch.
I wonder if that's going to be a thing one day.
Teleworking while you're shitting?
Yeah, everybody has a computer in the bathroom.
That laptop would be so shitty, though.
Yeah, it'd be really gross.
That's disgusting. It's just like your cell phone.
Yeah, it would be bad.
I dare you to lick from one end of the screen of your cell phone to the other.
You don't want to dare me.
You would get Hepe like everybody else getting from fucking Tropical Smoothie.
Oh, God. So I also saw that Sweden is now going to 6-hour work week or work days. Yes,
Work weeks is good.
That would be ideal. But no, they're actually going to 6-hour work days. So
jealous.
I wonder if they did a study that proved that people only actually work 6 out of the 8 hours, you know?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like an 8-hour work day is definitely too long.
Yeah.
I would rather work through my lunch and go home an hour early or whatever, you know.
Hour, half hour, whatever you get.
Yep. I think it's a load of shit to not. I can't even English right now. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me.
Great. Okay. On that note, so as Russ was saying, we've got a lot of shit going on right now. We've been really fucking busy the past couple weeks. But the biggest thing going on in our lives right now, besides, you know, our ever-evolving daughter and her tirade of getting into terrible twos. Holy shit, people don't prepare you for this.
Nope.
It is as bad as you think it is times 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's worse than what people say it is. They're like,
They don't tell you this shit. They just want you to have kids, and then they make fun of you behind your back when you start suffering.
I like the fling the head back thing, though.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I don't really give a fuck what's behind me, but I'm going to fling this head back as hard as I can. It's like a sledgehammer.
Uh-huh. The tantrums.
And then I'm going to smack it on something hard, and then it hurts, and then I cry some more.
Mm-hmm. Emotional tantrums. Oh, my God. Oh, it's like, seriously, like a teenager who hasn't learned to, like, fully talk yet. So it's like, every 10 seconds and crying and whining and,
Can you do that again? Is that what, I don't even know what that is.
It's a koala.
That really sounds like a dying flamingo.
A dying flamingo?
I think. It doesn't?
No. Oh. I think flamingos are more caca.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Caca.
Anyway, so besides our daughter and her 2-year-old tantrums at this point, we have been dealing with trying to replace our mattress through the warranty program that is provided to us. It has been enjoyable.
I mean, it's not.
Just kidding.
Honestly, though, it's not that. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. The company is being very good.
Yeah, they're being very responsive. And like they actually say, you know, we'll respond within 3 to 5 business days of whatever your email is. And they've been responsive. We just did the final piece of what they wanted us to do before they're hopefully going to give us a delivery date for our new mattress.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but this mattress has now completely divoted on one side, a couple of inches, and then on the other side, on Russ's side, it's not as bad, but it's starting. So I told him, let's switch the bed around. Let's switch the... No, that's not going to happen. He doesn't care about Lindsay's sleep.
No, you're good.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, honey.
I weigh 120 pounds and there's a divot in the bed. That says something.
Exactly. Yeah, well, mine probably just got accelerated because of when I was pregnant.
Well, I mean,
big old belly.
You move a lot in your sleep too, though. So
I do not. You're the one who moves. Like we wake up and the sheets are all fucked up, only on your side.
That's because you wake up typing and shit.
Really? You want to go there? You want to fucking go there? All right. Excuse me, mister. I'm gonna laugh in my sleep. What are you laughing about? I don't know.
I'm going to type on my keyboard acting like I'm checking somebody into this hotel here.
Okay, that job was stressful, okay?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Customer service. I never want to go back to that life. That was just miserable.
Yeah, my a guy I work with, he was prior a customer service dude, and he's got some horror stories too. It's really funny, though, what they did, and, you know, customers would treat them bad. Because that's just, I don't understand why people do that. They treat the, you know, cashier bad or whatever for no reason.
Yeah.
But
well, reasons that aren't even in their control.
Yeah, like, right. It's like, dude, I didn't make the rules here. I just work here and I'm making nothing.
Yep.
Don't be mad at me.
I didn't do it. Well, one of
my buddies went to a grocery store the other day and told me that there was a lady in front of him checking out and the cashier was bagging their groceries, you know, normal stuff. And the lady was like, I'm leaving. And the cashier was like, what are you doing? Why not? Why? She said, you're not talking to me. She said, man, what the fuck? I'm working. She said, I'm working. What do you want me to do? She said, I'm getting you fucking cigarettes from the back, man. God damn it. I can't be in 19 different places. Are you pregnant?
It's like
you're hormonal or something.
The only person she gets to talk to all day. She said, you're not talking to me.
She was
my husband hates me.
My husband. She was so fucking mad. She said, you're not talking to me. And she grabbed all her shit and walked out. And the lady was like, well, goddamn, I know how to get rid of customers now. Shit.
If only it were that easy. In my life, anytime I ever dealt with customers who were irate like that, it always got to the point where they threatened my life. And I don't understand. Like, you don't know me. You
did
don't know
really?
My life. Yeah.
I think I remember you telling me about that.
I told you. Yeah. I had one guy come up to me and blame me for, you know, it was at a hotel. He blamed me for all the hardships that he went through that night. You know, people were too loud. The room was too hot. Whatever.
Yeah. I told them to fucking be loud.
Exactly. That we didn't take care of the problem. And he comes down to the desk the next morning and he starts going off on me. And I'm trying to calm him down, trying to, you know, talk him through it and, you know, throw anything I can at the man. And it gets to the point where it's like, if you don't make this right, then I'm coming back here and I'm going to strangle you. I'm going to, like, threaten
you. No, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Did you call the cops?
No. I went back and talked to my manager. I was like, okay, I'm going to go back here and get you something, you know, line. And I went back and talked to my manager. And my manager went out and talked to him.
You're
going to
bring out fucking Lucille.
Yeah.
Take care of business.
Good Lord.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I appreciate everyone in the customer service business because that shit is the like worst job dealing with people.
Oh yeah.
It's horrible.
I have a hard time dealing with people in general.
Yeah, well.
And that's when I don't have to. I'm not getting paid for it. I'm going to the grocery store and these motherfuckers are dickheads, you know.
No, I've realized that my patience for people as of recently, and I don't know if it's because like I'm just done with the bullshit. I'm to the point now where my patience for people is none. Like, I have enough patience for my 2-year-old who's now throwing tantrums nonstop, and to do this podcast with my lovely husband. That's about the end of my patience right now.
That's it.
Yeah, I can't stand people's bullshit. And when you're posting, like, this is where I'm going with this, people posting their shit on Facebook or on social media in general, keep your life off of Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know why you still have one.
Put cat videos up. Give me recipes. That's all I want. I'm tired of seeing who's cheating on who, who's doing this and that, and who's... I don't give a fuck. You want to show me pictures of your kids? I'm more than happy to look at them, but I am sick and tired of the airing dirty laundry on fucking social media.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. If that is all you have to do in your life, like that woman at the grocery store who got mad at the cashier who wouldn't talk to her.
You won't fucking talk to me, goddammit.
Get a life. Good God. Okay, sorry. Rant over. I'm done with stupid people's bullshit.
Well, I really like Facebook so I can see what everybody's fucking eating.
See, I don't mind that because I get ideas for dinner.
I don't give a flying fuck what you had for dinner. I don't. I don't care. I already ate. I'm not hungry. That doesn't look good, fucker.
Well, see, on the flip side, though, like, it is kind of entertaining at some points, like, reading people's shit, what they say to each other. It's like, you really have no social skills, do you?
Well, I really like the people, like you said, that are post all their drama on Facebook. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How about you be an adult about something?
Yeah, go talk to the person face to face.
Instead of being all hard, a keyboard warrior, hardcore mouth breather motherfucker.
Exactly. Mouth breather.
On Facebook and shit. Oh my God. That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, that was my rant for the night. I'm good. I feel better. Thanks.
All right, I want to start off with some seriousness.
Okay.
Some real seriousness here.
Okay, I'm feeling
it. Hillary Clinton's health.
Okay. That's a fun topic.
So, a week ago, because we're kind of late. I mean, it would have been a week ago yesterday, too. So, Hillary Clinton pretty much fell out at the 9/11 ceremony in New York.
Yes.
What do you think about that? Yeah.
They're saying, what was it? First it was dehydration, and it was heat exhaustion.
That's pneumonia.
And then, well, there was something else in between pneumonia and all that. I forget what it was. Then they were saying it was pneumonia, and now, 3 hours later after she fell out and they said it was pneumonia, she was with a child, little girl.
She was hugging that kid.
Right. I'm sorry, but if that's my daughter, you're not coming around my kid if you have pneumonia.
Well, and she was in a massive crowd of people.
Right.
She was at a ceremony, shaking hands, hugging people, you know, doing the thing that people do at ceremonies like that.
Right.
And socializing.
Yeah, and she was apparently diagnosed with it like 3 days before that or something.
She looked like a wet cat.
I don't get it.
Her hair
really don't
was
get it.
Ultra greasy. It was kind of weird looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but she looked weird.
Mm-hmm. And then the body double.
That's what I'm talking
about. Into the body double?
I don't know, because I just... She, like, sometimes she looks like Martha Stewart,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being serious, you know, she got the get up like that, and then sometimes, like, that Sunday, she looked like a wet cat.
Yeah.
And then with them glasses?
The blue glasses
what?
That they're saying are anti-seizure glasses?
Yeah, I also heard that it was, like, anti-Parkinson's glasses.
Well,
it helps with the symptoms of Parkinson's.
Right.
Which is really weird.
Which seizures can be a part of Parkinson's.
And here's another thing that this is another kind of conspiracy type thing. There's always this big burly black dude that is with her, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time she has one of these episodes, because she's had them multiple times. I mean, I don't really care what anybody thinks that I'm making stuff up. I'm not. I've seen footage of it. Mm-hmm. It's very strange, the behavior that comes out of this woman. Sometimes it's really weird.
Yeah.
But he's always the first one, like, jumping on her.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this picture, like, this is, like I said, take this with a grain of salt. It's from Reddit. They cut and spliced a bunch of pictures together of her and this guy. And this guy has, it looks like a flashlight, but it's held in his hand in a way that it looks like it's almost like a punching device.
It's an injectable.
Yeah, exactly. It's being held like he's ready on standby to
like
hit her in the back or in the butt cheek or whatever and inject her with whatever. Well, they kind of enhance the picture. Like I said, this is regular old people doing this. But they enhance the picture, and it looks like a diazepam EpiPen type deal. Mm-hmm. They have an injection for diazepam, which is an anticonvulsion medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, that's kind of conspiracy-like. But it's just, especially after seeing her on Sunday, I don't see it being a faint type deal.
Well, after seeing the video, like, no, that she had a seizure.
Her head was bobbing.
In that video, she had a seizure.
Right. And she was like, the whole part of that video, that cell phone video that was released, she's leaned up against the pole. That one lady is pretty much jacking her arm up to mm-hmm. keep her upright, because, you know, imagine if they were carrying her out, you know, that's terrible. But it's just awfully weird. And then they're dragging her into the van, and her feet are literally underneath her. Like,
right.
Like the tops of her feet are dragging the ground into the van.
You're talking with your hands.
I am, because I'm trying to explain it to everybody. Can everybody see this real nice? But yeah, and then I believe she lost a shoe.
Yes. Yep, in the video, she lost a shoe. And I don't know. I've heard a couple of things back and forth about this, you know, that could we have a potential president, you know, because she's running for candidacy. Could we have a president with these kind of health issues? And I've heard two sides of it. You know, devil's advocate, we try and listen to both sides. Where one side is saying, you know, I think it was it Roosevelt? One of the Roosevelts?
Who? They had polio?
Yeah, was it polio?
I don't know. I'm going to have to fact check myself.
But one of the presidents actually had polio, and his wife stepped up so that, you know, she could help him make decisions. And they were a team, a presidential team.
But this was also radio.
Radio?
He was a radio president.
What do you mean?
He wasn't visible to the world
like
Hillary would be.
Yeah. Well, I'm just playing both sides here that, you know, if she were ever incapable, that, you know, you have Bill Clinton, who was a president, who could step up and help her make decisions.
I'm not electing Bill Clinton.
I understand that. I'm playing both sides here. But then you have the others who are saying, you know, that if her health conditions are this serious, can she handle the stress of presidency, period? And are we just at that point voting for her vice president? Yep, right. Tim Kaine.
Well,
So there's two sides to this that I think many people aren't thinking about.
Okay, so the other video that I'm kind of referring to when I say other videos is one of the other videos is a video where she's at a rally. You know, this is a rally. She's speaking off a script. You know, kind of a simple, normal thing that a candidate for president does, and protesters are there. So these protesters start kind of shouting at her. Well, she goes like blank. It's weird as shit looking. Like she goes dead, face blank. It's almost like she didn't know where she was. It was horrifying. Yeah, I said, holy crap.
Disoriented, I guess.
Yes, like when if something jumps out and surprises her like that, it's almost like she doesn't know where she's at. So that. There, once again, Superman comes in. That dude comes. No, I'm serious. He comes in and he's like, all right, you got to keep talking. You can see it. You can see him saying it and you can hear him saying it. You got to keep talking. All right. Come on back.
We're okay. Yeah,
we're okay. We're okay. And she repeated what he said.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait a minute. You get that bad to where you can't think on your own.
Imagine if it was.
What if she's with Putin?
Well, what if somebody throws a shoe at her like the heckler did to George W. Bush?
She would have got domed on that one. That motherfucking Bush was doing the Matrix. That shit, I don't like him.
No.
But that dude was legit at that moment.
Yeah,
he said, what's up, motherfucker? And he was dodging the shit out of them Nikes.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as Clinton goes, wish her all the best and hope that her health does turn around if it is something that's fixable. But, you know, I really think people need to weigh both sides here and decide, you know, what the best option is.
Yeah, I like you said, I mean, you don't wish bad things on anybody, and it's sad.
Yeah, it's kind of scary looking. That's what I'm saying.
You're watching
someone deteriorate.
Right. And to me, if she does have a major issue, which I got a feeling she does, mm-hmm. there's multiple sources that say that she's not good.
Yeah.
You know, she needs a thorough neurological exam and all that stuff because of, you know, past, she had that blood clot, she fell, banged her head, concussed, all that stuff. But why? If you're that bad off, why are you still running?
Yeah.
Is it a legacy thing?
Yeah.
Does it mean that much to you that you're willing to give up your health? That's crazy. Come on, man.
I agree. No, I completely agree. But I really think it's going to come down to, you know, are we voting for her or are we voting for Tim Kaine? Are we voting, you know, are we as knowledgeable as we think we are when we're voting for her, if you are going to vote for her? Like, do we know everything? Are they trying to keep something that's kind of serious under wraps?
Well, I mean, they waited until she had a bad episode to even come out and say that she had pneumonia, which I don't believe it, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
They're not being transparent.
Right.
She fell out, so guess what? She has this. Well, come on, man. I got an idea. How about you take a couple days off?
Yeah.
And you go sit, you go rest, relax, and then you release a statement saying, I wish I could have been there at the 9/11 ceremony, but I'm, you know, I have pneumonia.
Right. People would understand that.
It would have been better for your campaign mm-hmm. than people seeing you fall on your face.
Right. Yep. No, I think Ben Carson was 100% right in saying that the candidates, because of their age, I'm sorry, but they need to release their medical history.
Did you see the video of...
You're like laughing hysterically. Finish your statement.
On Sean Hannity?
Uh-uh.
It was another one of Hillary's weird fits. And she was in an airport, I think, and reporters were asking her questions. Well, a reporter kind of jumped in, surprised her. Her head starts shaking real bad.
I've seen the video.
Ben Carson was like, and Sean Hannity was like, what are you laughing at? He said, it looks funny. I lost my shit. I said, this motherfucker was running for president. He's laughing at somebody seizing up.
I like Ben Carson. He's funny. As a brain surgeon, he seems like a really funny guy.
I liked him. I thought I could see him being a president. He'd be a decent dude.
I don't know about he's president. Soft. I mean, he's all, I could see him general surgeon. I could see him maybe vice president, but...
general surgeon would be good, you know, something.
He's
up
a little
there.
Too soft. He seems like really, you know, kind of soft spoken.
See,
you know?
But I don't think he is soft. Like in a lot of his standpoints, I don't think he's very soft. He's just, you know.
Well, his values, he might not be, but that's how he comes off.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, I agree. That's why he would probably never win a debate because he's kind of like. Yeah.
Anyways, he's not even running for candidacy here, so let's focus on who are. I have something on Miss Hillary Clinton, Mrs. Hillary Clinton as well.
What?
She has now defaulted on a called? A lawsuit, yes. Of the parents of some of the Benghazi victims.
Right, because she did not show up.
Well, she hasn't shown up. She hasn't made
responded.
A statement. It hasn't.
Right.
Exactly. Her camp has basically ignored the subpoena. So she is now in default, which means that she now has to give some sort of response.
I don't understand.
Or she's going to be found guilty.
Yeah. How can you not respond to that? That's mm-hmm. kind of serious. You're getting sued, bro.
At this point, I mean, Hillary Camp has a lot going on. I mean, with her health, with this whole Benghazi thing, the emails. I mean.
Yeah, but you have to answer for. You're getting sued. You have to answer for that.
I know. And she's in the presidential. presidential election. I mean, they are fighting on all sides at this point. She's getting
spread really thin.
Exactly. They're overwhelmed at this point, and it's not looking real good, I guess. She's
an extremely flawed candidate. So is Trump.
Oh, but, we've gone on about Trump multiple times.
Like, to me, she was in office before, and a lot of her decisions, a lot of people didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a lot of baggage against her for her record in public service.
Right.
But Trump doesn't have that yet.
Well, Trump has a lot of baggage in his business life.
I agree.
In his business background.
But a lot of people say, you know, that doesn't really count right now because he's a businessman.
No, that's bullshit, though.
It doesn't affect the country.
No, that's bullshit, though.
People didn't die over Trump's decisions. And I don't know if anybody believes that Hillary called or caused Benghazi or anything like that. But we'll save that for another time.
Some of Trump's decisions, people would say, were scammy, that they hurt the American economy, that they hurt the lower man, the little man. There's, you know, all kinds of stuff that you can go back and forth on both candidates. But the fact that she hasn't responded.
That's kind of weird.
I mean, come on. I think she is being stretched so thin at this point.
She didn't respond to that.
She can't. She can't handle everything that's coming at her right now. She can't. Right. They just can't. There's too much, and
right.
she's gonna end up faulting on everything and all at once, and it's gonna come crashing down, in my opinion.
I don't know. I don't see any and she used all her ammunition on Trump already.
Yep.
She pretty much burned it out.
Smear ads at this point.
Exactly. It's it's not. It's like stand on your own.
Yep.
You know. That's one thing about this election cycle that I'm not a big fan of is nobody is like I don't know, attacking policy. You know what I mean? It's all, yeah, you're just a dummy. No, you're just a dummy. Come on, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, the debates, to see if Hillary even shows up at this point.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was like, okay, she couldn't handle those protesters at the rally.
Mm-hmm.
What is she going to do if she has this weird problem, neurological disorder? What is she going to do if Trump gets kind of loud or something? You know what I mean?
Right.
Trump's not he's not a very quiet dude.
Well, or the crowd decides to, you know, cheer.
Cheer
somebody on.
Exactly. Like, she says something good and like they, yay, or whatever. Or she says something bad and they're like, boo, and she goes blank.
Yeah.
You can't have that guy jumping up on stage.
The Superman?
Yeah, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
You can't have him jumping up on stage and like almost interrupting.
Right.
Come on now.
It'll be interesting. It'll be very
interesting. I wonder how it's going to work. I really do, because it's going to show whether or not I think it'll probably show whether or not she actually has something wrong with her, I think.
Yeah. I mean,
because this is going to be put on the spot. She's not very good. She hasn't done a press conference in I don't know how long.
Yeah.
It's been a long time because you're being put on the spot. I don't think she's very good at being put on the spot and asked questions that she doesn't know are going to be fielded to her.
Right. No, like I think I said in one of the previous podcasts that she prides herself on her studying of, you know, the debates and how she's, you know, doing all these mock debates, and she's being very studious, where Trump is saying, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm not going to be rehearsed at all, and people are going to see, you know, how genuine I am. So you're going to have two very different aspects, and I'm very curious to see which one of them is going to look like a deer in the headlights. One of them's going to.
I don't know.
Maybe both, but somebody's going to look like a deer in the headlights.
What about the deplorables comment?
What about it?
Comments. What do you think about that?
I
think that's really stupid to say.
They both have said stupid shit this whole fucking campaign.
Yeah, but they haven't.
Shut your mouths. Stop dogging each other's constituents and just go after the policies.
They haven't.
Leave us out of it.
I don't understand why you would alienate like half the people.
I agree. No, I agree. But I mean, Trump has said some stupid shit too.
About half of, about her supporters? I don't know.
Maybe not about her supporters,
that's what she did.
But people who support Hillary will twist things to say that, you know, Trump said it against a certain segment of people, and that makes him racist and a bigot, blah blah blah.
Right.
So in their minds, he has said stuff about them. So what I'm saying is both of you shut up.
I just don't.
Stop running your mouth about the people who are voting, period. I don't care who they are, if you think they're deplorable or not, or you think, you know, whatever, however you want to twist whatever they have said, they need to shut up.
That's a Mitt Romney comment. I'm serious.
I agree.
That destroyed him and his campaign. He single-handedly, because he was talking to wealthy donors, and he was trying to be, you know, sucking up to them.
Yep.
And that's exactly what she did.
I'm telling you, I'm fed up with people's stupidity at this point. I'm done.
You can't say that about people, because some people don't really, you know, they might be on the fence about Trump, you know, whatever. They don't like you very much as a politician, but they don't really like Trump, but they're kind of leaning towards Trump because they like him a little bit better. You literally just called them a deplorable. Come on, man. You can't say that.
Both of them. Shut up. Stop running your mouth. Stop talking about the voters. Talk about each other. Talk about your policies.
And how about you don't talk about each other as a person? You talk about each other as
a
president.
Running mate.
I'm going to be president.
A running opponent.
An opponent. Yeah. Yes. I'm going to be president better because.
Yep. That.
You're going to be a crap president because.
Yep. Well, on something a little lighter.
Yes, let's finish off with something light, because I wanted to get that out of the way, because I really wanted to talk about that, because I just thought that was weird.
All of it. Yep. No, this whole campaign has just been a nightmare. But we're going to the light side now. Ready? So I've been talking about the Olympics and the Paralympics. Oh. Hang on. See, you always do that. This story is about the Paralympics. And the 1500 meter final.
That dude ran faster than everybody else, didn't he?
There were four Paralympians who ran the 1500 meter dash. 1500 meter dash.
The thing where you run really fast.
Yes. They ran that faster than anyone at the Rio Olympics. Four of them. And what was their Paralympic reason for being in the Paralympics, I guess? They're
missing legs and stuff?
No, they were blind.
Them motherfucker, how do they know? I mean, I'm not being like weird or anything, but how the fuck do they know where they're at?
I'm not sure exactly how they do things. If the track may feel different or something.
They're fucking hauling ass. They can't feel shit with their feet. Them things are getting it. They're like fucking Roadrunner.
But think about it. Like, people who can see, you know, average everyday people ran slower than people who have no other disability other than the fact that they're blind.
I'm really interested to find out how they're able to stay on the track. I'm serious.
I'm not sure. But
like, what is guiding them to stay on the track?
My thing is, why is a blind person in the Paralympics that they can run that fast?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay. If it's something really simple that keeps them to where they don't, you know, run off the track, then why can't they just compete in the regular Olympics?
Exactly. Yep. I mean, these people,
they're fucking hauling ass, dude.
When I heard that they were blind, like, they're not missing a limb or, you know, they're not, you know, something that would make them physically inept. They're able to, like you said, stay on the track. They're able to run that fast.
Yeah, I don't understand
that. Why wouldn't you put them in the regular Olympics?
That's what I'm saying. If it's something real easy that they're somehow following on the track, why not put them in the fucking regular Olympics and let them beat the piss out of all these cocky,
average, yeah, all these normal,
these
or,
quote normal unquote people and yeah, shit.
Exactly.
Whoop them, whoop their ass.
I was like,
defund my fucking shit all you want, bitch. I'm in the real Olympics now. Fuck that.
Yep. The fact that Brazil ran out of money for the Paralympics, and
they beat the piss out of the
exactly four of them.
Good.
Beat the regular Olympians.
Good. I love it.
I was like, oh my God, that's awesome.
That's badass.
Yeah, so more power to them. Paralympics, I believe, is coming to an end if it has not already ended.
This go around?
Yeah, yep. So the Olympics are just about over. We're the complete Olympics
wrapping
are just
it up.
About over. We're getting into October here.
So two more years and we got the winter.
Yep.
That's in what? I think that's in like
Japan.
I think it is in Japan.
I think it's in Japan this year coming up.
That'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're about done with the Olympics.
There we go.
It's kind of sad, honestly.
I'm not sad. I wasn't into it this year. I normally kind of watch them a little bit.
I watched them a little bit.
I don't know, man. I just didn't.
There was a lot of drama around this year's, and I don't know if it's because of the host country or if it's because. Well, and Lochte and
he's an idiot. Okay, don't get me started.
The defunding of the Paralympics.
Let's do one more topic. You got a shorty one?
No,
we're there.
I'm done.
We're good.
I'm done.
All right. Well, we're at the time our set time limit. So.
Hey, I kind of have a quote of the day.
Okay, go ahead.
You ready?
D's.
No. You accept the treatment and or love that you think you deserve.
Who said that?
I don't know.
Bless you.
It's deep. Deep as shit.
Yeah, just think about that over the course of the next week.
Exactly. Feel it in your feels.
Okay. That's it.
Later.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.